And at 8:50, we are joined by members of the Emporia High Theater Department because they'll be taking you into the woods here in just a few days. We're pleased to have with us Arabella Turner. Arabella, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
So far, so good. Daniel Mendoza, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So far, so good. Cass Samples, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing amazing.
That's the best I've heard all day. And Ava Karcher, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, good deal. Into the Woods is coming up here. So, Daniel, I'll let you get us rolling here. When and where is this going to wind up taking place?
Okay. It is taking place on November 16th through 18th at 7 p.m. at the Emporia High School. Tickets could be purchased at the door or online, and adults are $10, children are $5, and EHS students are $2.
Easy enough. So. Yeah. Mentioned online, I'm assuming that's going to be the Emporia High website or the theater department's Facebook page.
It's on I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
It's there.
All right. The basic plot, and this is going to open up a little bit about the character. So, Arabella, I'm going to start with you on this. What is the basic plot of Into the Woods for folks that are never seen this before, never heard of it before, but still want to see it?
So this show, it starts off with a journey to make a potion to have a child. So we have two main characters, the baker's wife and the baker, who their mission is to, they want a child. And so a witch encounters them and they tell this couple what they need to have a child. And so they're on this journey encountering different fairy tale characters to accomplish this.
Okay. What's your role?
I am the baker's wife.
Okay.
So I am one of them searching for the things.
Okay. What drew you to this role? And what is it like playing the baker's wife in this?
It's crazy. I mean, she has so many different emotions. She goes from distraught to just overjoyed in just a second. So that was one of the challenges with my character, but I love this character so much. She has so much depth and just such a yearning for a child. And I don't know, she just loves everybody so much.
Awesome. All right, Daniel, tell us a little bit about your character.
I am the baker.
Okay.
And he's a little more closed off than the baker's wife, but he wants the same things that she wants. But and they don't always see eye to eye, but, you know, they're married. They love each other. He's a loving guy, I think.
What is it about this role that you really like?
I really like, he has a lot of different emotions. There's scenes where he gets really mad, and then there's a really tender scene at the very end of the movie. I mean, end of the show.
We haven't made it into a movie yet. So. All right, Cass, your turn. Tell us about your character.
I play the witch, and she's such an emotional and powerful character, and I love her so much.
What is it about this character that you were drawn to?
Okay, well,
let me tell you a story.
I've loved Into the Woods for a while. It's been my favorite musical for, I want to say, a good couple years. And I was drawn to the witch because she seemed like your villain at the beginning of the story, but as it unravels, you realize all of her true intentions, and if you look deeper into her character and her emotions, then you see that she's really just doing what she was taught to do or what she feels like she needs to do in order to fix things. And I love characters like that, and I love being able to convey them in my own way.
I'm going to ask all three of our actors here before we start talking about the set with Ava here in a second, but in a degree, all three of you have talked about the depths of your characters, and the question comes up then, how do you portray that depth? And Daniel, I'm picking on you at least to start our conversation here. How do you portray the depth that is in your character?
I think it's important to like kind of be in the character a lot. So then I can kind of be like, I can really figure out what he would do in situations. So like if the baker's wife they're having an argument, and he's not really winning. I know he's going to get pretty upset.
He never does.
But if it's like a, you know, more, because there's a scene where we're trying to find something very in particular, and he needs to be there to comfort his, like, the children. So I think me trying to really be in the character's headspace a lot has helped with my depth of my character, yeah.
Okay, how about you, Arabella? How do you dig deep and convey that on stage before several hundred people here this week?
Okay.
Hey, you guys were Beauty and the Beast. Y'all sold out every night.
That's so true. For me, it's almost kind of like baking a cake, funny enough. But like starting with the base level emotion, so happy, sad, angry, and then building off from there. Like, just last week, I was getting a lot of notes that I was being too angry with my character. So now I'm adding another layer of sadness to that, or even a little bit of joy with that anger. And so I think it's about layering those emotions on top of each other.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Cass, how about you? Because it sounds like the witch that you might think you're not going to get by the time this is all said and done here, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How do you work those different layers in?
I like looking at the different scenes and portions of them where the witch is in. Where did she just come from? Why is she doing the things that she's doing? And trying to add just that hint of not just menace, because no one's truly evil, no one's truly good. So I like trying to add a mix of emotions and honestly hitting on a couple of my own emotions and trying to convey them in a way that I know that I would, to try to make the character my own.
Sounds good. So Into the Woods coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Emporia High School Theater Auditorium. Ava Setchief, what is your role in getting this set ready, aside from saying you do this, you do that? I'll sit back in my comfy chair and watch you guys work.
That kind of turns out to be a lot of it, but also
flat out in there.
There's a lot of like making sure people are doing what they're supposed to be doing and making sure it turns out good. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you may put a person on a certain job, and then you come back like hours later, and they have made like no progress, and in that little progress, it may not turn out so well. And so you have to make sure you're pairing up people for jobs the right way, but also making sure that you can pitch in yourself and make sure that that also looks good, and making sure you trust the people you are putting on certain jobs.
How expansive is this set? Now, granted, there's probably several different pieces, like large pieces, that you're going to be wheeling in here and off, you know, on and off stage here for this. But how expansive is the set for this?
So surprisingly, it's a lot of like, there's three major pieces. There's like two rocks. There are two giant rocks. And then there's Rapunzel's Tower, which is going to be sitting there the whole time. And Rapunzel's Tower is one of my favorite things. And I've gone up and sat in it. It's very cozy up there. And there's
so could
just,
Rapunzel live there?
Yeah, Rapunzel lives in that.
Could she though? That's what I'm saying.
But the biggest part were the trees, because it's the woods.
Sure.
There's a lot of trees. Yeah. And it was the hardest part about doing that was trying to figure out how to make that many trees with the stuff we have and make them look nice and look like trees. And so it was just a lot of trial and error on how we are going to put things together. And it's a lot of paper mache.
That's a sloppy process.
Yeah. There's a lot of paper mache.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have to ask really quickly. We're closing in on 9 o'clock here, but I want to run it around the table. Why you like this show? And Ava, I'm going to start with you. What is it about this show that, or maybe a couple of things that you really, really like about this one?
I just like the amount of characters and like the idea of having so many fairy tale characters together. And it doesn't make sense, but at the same time it does. And so it's just a really fun mashup. And I love the songs, and I just love the characters and everything about it.
Cass, how about you?
Okay.
And just a word here for our audience. When even before this was announced, Cass was in our house saying, if only Into the Woods comes onto the schedule here, I want to do this and I want to be the witch. So
it's been a dream role, okay?
Hey, just pointing that out. Okay, what do you like about it?
Okay, so I love the darker brothers in Brothers Grimm fairy tales, and this mixes the fairy tales we know and love with their original versions, and I love that so much. But it also entwines them all so that they're all in the same story. They're all mixed and matched in, like, an amazing way. And also Sondheim musicals are just really, really good. So
good deal. All right, Arabella, how about you?
For me, I know it's cliche, but for me, it's the community of the show we have going right now. This
you guys
is
have got a good group.
My favorite show I've been in, just because it's a small cast and everybody has a part that they need to play in this show. With one person missing, it could go kaput. So I'm so glad that I get to be a part of it just because of that, those bonds.
Awesome. Good deal. All right, Daniel, you got to wrap it up here.
That was exactly what I was going to say. But I do agree with Bella that we have this community and I think it's really strong. And I think that this is a really good group of actors. And it's a really good group of set people and sound people and lights people and all those people. I'm really glad that this is happening and that we're doing this.
Well, if you saw Beauty and the Beast last year, you were one of the ones who were able to get in on the sellouts last year. You're going to want to get in on Into the Woods. Emporia High Theater does a phenomenal job, and I'm speaking not just as a parent, but I'm also speaking as somebody who does news for a living. They do an outstanding job. Into the Woods coming up here Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights at the Emporia High Theater. Get your tickets now, and don't miss Into the Woods here. It's 9:02 on KVUE as our Newsmaker 3 wraps up. Arabella, Daniel, Cass, Ava, thanks so much for joining us. A leg. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Come see our show, please.
That is Newsmaker 3.
Make a difference in the lives and communities of the Flint Hills of Kansas. The Emporia Community Foundation is seeking to hire an executive director.